Okay. Auntie Anne was so gracious last week to cite from memory the entire I Can mantra or lesson one. Does anybody else, and you can use it, if it's printed in front of you or written on a piece of paper or printed out, you can use it as a reference point if you need to. I'm not going to call that cheating. But I'm curious if there's anybody else that, because as Gary pointed out about lesson four or five, and this is one of the things we've changed, hearing it in somebody else's voice with a different tone is monumental for our growth. Does anybody feel bold?
Jeannie?
Go ahead, Jeannie.
My I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I Can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like my colors say. My I Can attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully to reflect an I Can attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. My I Can attitude allows me to teach people something which will add value to their experience with me, and I encourage them to respond in kind. My I Can attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in active wellness, making me a go-to resource for my target group. My I Can attitude will help my clients see their current situation in life through the five pillars. Showing them what the future could look like will create the awareness they will require to advance. And my I Can attitude gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment I can face many challenges and circumstances, most of which I have absolutely no control over. But I make better decisions with the one thing I do 100% control, my I Can attitude. I make up my mind right here, right now. I choose an I Can attitude.
Nicely done.
Maybe that last little paragraph, I usually just do the six mantras.
You know, I've totally forgotten about that last little bit. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
It completely slipped my mind until you just threw it in there. I am curious, and I'm not going to, we're not critiquing Jeannie. And I would like to open it up the same way from Anne reciting it last week. Anne, Jeannie, you guys go first, and I'm curious from the rest of the group. Is there any one part of those six elements that you feel more passionate about? As you read it, as you recited it, Jeannie, I can tell you what mine was, where it's kind of like the hairs on the back of my head, you know, back of my neck kind of stood up. But I'm curious for you, which part really resonates, like, deep within your core that you're passionate about?
I would say that the allowing, it allows me to teach people something. Which will add value to their experience with me. Lately, that has been the one that's jumped out at me and the most. And maybe it's because I've been around a lot of people lately. And I'm endeavoring to get myself prepared for that, but also to encourage them to respond and to share something with me that I can learn as well.
So the reciprocation.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is
the word I was looking for.
Okay. Anne, what about you? I want to go back to 7 days ago, and I should have done this last week. And there's a method to my madness there.
I would say that, the first thought was the same one that Jean just said, because I was an educator in my early career, and I liked the idea of sharing my knowledge, that what I've learned with others, but I really, really resonate with the forming positive habits one. I choose my words carefully because that's the one that I had to work on the most. And it's the one that I still am working on, to choose my words carefully when I speak.
Okay. You know that saying that we all probably heard as kids? At one point, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Yes.
It's not true. Okay? It's really not true. When we choose our words carefully, when we really take time, especially reacting, it's really, really crucial. And Jeannie, I love the fact that, you know, both of you guys, you're in teaching, and you retired from teaching, but Jeannie, you're in a teaching profession as far as, you know, pitching products. But the latter part of that is really the reciprocation. And when people reciprocate, it's a really good telltale sign that this is a live person. This is somebody that probably is going to be open to Nikan. Just because they're in that education mode as well. I'm curious from the group. For me, when Jeannie got to the part, the last section, the serenity part, there was something in there. And maybe it was just the whole thing. I'm not sure, but that's what really jumped out at me. And I would have to agree with Anne, what she said about the remembering back to last week, about choosing words carefully, taking a few seconds and choosing. But for the rest of the group, what did you hear tonight in Jeannie's voice that resonated with you?
This is Rita. The last one was my favorite. The I Can attitude gives serenity because life throws challenges and circumstances we have no control over constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great one, although they're all good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Jen, and I would say when Jeannie was reading it, it was very calming throughout the entire thing. But I felt like an extra calm come over her as she finished up with the final one.
With the serenity aspect?
Yes.
Okay. The last few words are, what are they? I make up my mind right here, right now. I choose. And I can attitude. What is that? 15 words? I'm counting on my fingers, sorry. Those 15 words can really, really be powerful. And I want to remind everybody again, because as I stated, I completely forgot them. But having that kind of that exclamation mark on the end, that charge, I make up my mind right here, right now. I have, or I am, depending on the context, but I have an I can attitude. Really, really powerful stuff. So let's jump into discussing, and some of you have been not looky-loos, but what's the word I'm looking for? You've been active listeners, not as much active contributors. And I'm not going to call you out. However, I know who you are. Group interaction is key in a study like this, in a course like this. And so if you haven't shared about what these lessons have been doing to you, I'm really curious. And I'd really like you to share. And if you're not talking, if you can hit *6 to make sure your line is muted, that would help us out a bunch as far as the sanity sake and that serenity as well.
Vance, this is Diane.
Go ahead, Diane.
Well, a couple things. You know, you were talking about which of these stood out to me. And I would say that last one about giving me, you know, the serenity because of the circumstances you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes you have more control than what you think. You just have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been, you know, that's a work in progress, I sure, for all of us.
Yeah.
I caught myself, I work at a spa, resort spa, and the other day there were a lot of people that were complaining about things that were going on with the company. And I was about to say something, because somebody said, don't you agree? And then I caught myself. And I thought, no, I have to choose my words carefully. So, you know, which is important no matter what you're doing, whether you're working, you know, with NECAN, whether you're working with another company, another job, or you're out and about or whatever. And so that is really important. And then, and that really speaks to me to continue working on that. And this course has helped me so much with that. And then it's also helping my business. I was working with a downline of mine that she's been with me, bought some things with NECAN back when I started. And she bought a sleep system then. She was one of my clients. And I've been talking to her for a long time about the water. And I finally put her on Brody's call last week. I connected her. Was it last week that water call was on? It was a couple weeks ago, right? The water call?
I texted it to all of you guys, so let me tell
you. Yeah, whatever it was.
Sports bottle was two Thursdays ago.
Right, okay. So the end after our call last week, so it was last week after our call, I got an email from NECAN that one of my downline had ordered, and she ordered the waterfall. And after listening to that call, and she drank the water at my house when she used to come to me, and it just took that long for her to finally order the waterfall. So I'm very excited for her.
But
and,
Diane, what's fascinating is I'm looking back over my notes, and Marty says it this way: tools do not work if you don't use them. But
mm-hmm.
what you're saying is you actually put somebody on the call,
right?
And use the tools, and this is what Brody chided us on Saturday morning about using the tools, and he emphatically said, if customers are not getting on these calls, I'm going to stop doing them. And it was a challenge.
Right, and exactly. And I gave her, when I was there this summer, I gave her the waterfall card. You know, I had bought those really nice little cards that have all the plants, how they grew with the different water. And so it's been repetitious for quite some time that I've talked to her about the water. And whatever happened on that call was the final drop for her to order it, the waterfall.
Okay.
So.
And Diane, I'm going to give you an extra homework assignment. When did you say she placed the order for the waterfall?
Last week.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact day, but after our call last week.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
your extra homework assignment is I want you to report back to the group what you got, because I spoke with one of our consultants, with Silver, last night. And he got really excited when I told him that we get paid weekly.
Oh.
Really?
Anytime
we introduce a customer since August 1st, for 2 months now, since August 17th is when it finally
mm-hmm.
became official.
Right.
But it's really, really fun because for Vance, for 26 years, we always got to wait till the 15th of the month. On the 10th, we could see what we were going to get paid, but it didn't go through until the 15th. Now, if we're doing and when we're doing what we should be doing, every week we get a little extra kicker. It's kind of fun.
Right. Now, she's been a customer for quite some time, but it will still show up then, right?
Mm-hmm. As long as
on
she's
the
a customer. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then I had another really nice surprise. So this has happened twice since I started this course. I had someone order two pair of M-sides online. a new customer. And so I followed up with them. And I didn't get, I had to leave a message with one of the household members.
Okay. Were these customers that people, your contacts, or people that were assigned to you from NECAN?
Assigned from NECAN. Two people now.
Okay.
Which hasn't happened in a long time, so I'm just attracting, attracting new customers. Or no, not all new customers. I'm attracting a customer, and I'm working with a previous customer.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them.
And when you
I've been working a lot more with NECAN, I guess I have to say, because I sent out some more information to some other prospects as well.
Okay.
Keeps me on track.
Mm-hmm.
The action.
And that's one of the homework assignments, is to make sure we get those five auto ship people in orbit. And for me, I did this positive, and that really wasn't a positive confession, it was more of a negative confession. When we hit the first of the month, I go into panic mode. As Marty said a couple lessons ago, I get hungry. I start freaking out because I'm looking at a big goose egg there. You know, it's customer volume. It's a strike of midnight on the first. It's zero. Can anybody tell me how to make it so it's not zero?
Auto ship.
There we go. Auto ship. There's the key. And so I have this goal, because one of our customers who just joined 2 months ago, he told me, he said, I'm going to order some more stuff, but I'm going to put my auto ship through on the, you know, put it, set it up for the 28th of the month. And I went, why is he doing that? No, I don't want it on the 28th of the month. I want it on the 1st. So I will find out why he did that, and I'm going to get him to bump it to the 1st. I don't like waiting till the 28th. That's extra stress I don't need. So just a little thing that Marty, there's a method to that madness of having those five auto ships. And the goal really should be five auto ships of, you know, around, 100 points. Because that way, you're automatically set up to be quality enrolled. And that's why I go into panic mode. I want that quality enrollment done as fast as possibly can. Why? I don't know why. It's something Ben Woodward brainwashed me with 3 years ago. I don't know why. Part of it's if every wellness consultant in North America would do that, based on the numbers 3 years ago, just in North America, we'd be a $500 million a year company. That would be huge. So.
Vince, I don't want to take up all the time because, I want other people to share. But I had a couple of things I'd like to share really quickly, if you don't mind. So I read this. Today I had some time to go out in the outside. It was so beautiful here the first part of the day. Well, it's still beautiful. It rained again, but that's great. We need it. But there's, so this is for abundance. This has been sitting in a pile to read for a little while, and it said, abundance, everywhere we look, there's growth and beauty. And it talked about all manner of abundance is right before our eyes, an abundance of nature, of food, of beauty, of being. And then also how we wake up every day. So we can wake up every day thinking, I didn't get enough sleep, I don't have enough time, or, you know, whatever complaint or negative attitude we have. Or we can get up in the morning and, you know, start our day with, you talk about all the time too, about how much abundance there is in our life and how much abundance there is in the moment. And instead of continually putting out words of scarcity, it's about putting out words of abundance, and that brings abundance in every area of our life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that kind of went along with.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. Because it's that mindset. It's those minions that are in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepting or even allowing them to manifest, those evil thoughts of, you know, what, you know, our parents may have said, our parents may have modeled, our grandparents, our siblings, our friend, our childhood friends. So.
I just never thought of it in the thought of everything you say, that is, you know, even little things like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep, but you hear that every day from people. that's part of the scarcity thought process. It's part of what our thoughts, feeling, and feelings are telling us, the manifestations that are going on. So if we can look around, the first thing you get up in the morning and look at all the abundance around you already for your day, it's just a really great way to start out your day.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we had all this rain, so I was just looking at the abundance of green in Arizona, and it's just wonderful.
It's so beautiful. I can tell you, Diane, with 100% certainty, that for Larry Hafner and Vance Rogers, we're not so excited about the never-ending drizzle that was falling all day today. And it's the kind that if you don't have full rain gear and you're outside, you're going to get wet and then cold. In the sheet metal industry, as a kid, I always described it as cold, wet, and miserable. But hey, it is what it is, and it's what we choose to accept. Elaine Matthews. Now, I am going to call on some of you because if we wait too long, then we're going to be waiting too long. Elaine, lesson 9. What did you get from it? How did you apply it?
Okay, good evening. I took quite a few notes on this lesson that we just did. And I'm getting more orders, too, from UCAN. Just little orders for different things from new people. I'm excited. I haven't gotten them for a while. But things are really happening. I just keep reading my I Can attitude. I just keep listening to the recordings. I just keep going out and meeting new people all the time. And one of my friends called me up Saturday and she said, I have some people interested in my necklace. There's a whole big group of people out here. You want to come out to our church group? So I went out and I must have talked to 6 people while I was out there.
Wow.
And things are happening. And I got 2 nice orders from 2 new ladies. They gave me their addresses. One from New York, one from Pittsburgh area. So they're both of them are Pittsburgh's about an hour from me, but New York's a lot further. So it was just an amazing day on Saturday that I got invited out there. I went to the event and I gave a bracelet away, and I met the young man and gave him his bracelet, and he tells me about the Chamber of Commerce. And he invites me, and I go, and I meet 10 new people there at the chamber. And I get invited to other things and to go to their website, and I get a tour of the building where we were meeting that day, which they have a waterfall in this building. And, it's just amazing how everything is coming together and leading me down the right path.
I'm curious because Diane mentioned this, and Elaine, when it comes to the leads that you get from NECAN and or are people that we have on auto ship, we all receive an email from NECAN, and I could pull one up and recite it, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. It says your customer has placed an order, and it gives you the total, blah, blah, blah. The ones that, I think you said you got 2 new leads from NECAN. How did you follow up with those, Elaine?
Well, I call the people usually, and I left messages, and the one was just tonight when I got on. There's another new one. And I thought, wow, I'll have to, I think they're from Virginia, so they're on the East Coast with me. So I'll probably call them tomorrow because it'll be too late when I get done here with some of my calls tonight. But if I don't hear back, then I usually text them. Or I try to call back again. But I usually work at getting back to them and just seeing how they like the product.
Mm-hmm.
Once I know it's there, then I like to follow up again to make sure that it's working, that they like it, that they have any questions, and how can I help them.
Okay.
So it's working out really well, and I'm just I'm just really excited with just everyday little things, what's happening, and how I have a gentleman that I worked with for years that has Parkinson's, and he won't wear the necklace or the bracelet, but he loves the Mekin water, and he loves his coffee made with that water. And today I was called over there because someone didn't show up, and I went over and just came with the water, and I made him some coffee, and he just raved about this coffee and how good it was. And he's 91, so bless his heart, and he's doing really well. And I put a necklace around him and a bracelet, and he stopped shaking, but he doesn't do jewelry. And he won't win. But, you know, you just do the best you can, and you just keep him in the water, and you can just be thankful for it.
Right.
So
Elaine, the reason why I specifically asked you, because Diane hit on this, regarding the follow-up, as we've said, as Marty has taught us, follow-up is an act of respect. It sends a message loud and clear. It's not about pestering them. It's not about upselling them. It's simply about reciprocation. And sometimes there's not an email address listed. So you do what Elaine just said, you call them. I left a very long message today with one of my, the voicemail for one of our fellow firefighters. And I started out by saying, he's under the age of 30, so he's part of that millennial group. And I said, hey, Anthony, it's Vance. I know, I'm not supposed to leave a voicemail. I'm not even supposed to call people under the age of 30. Lord forbid, what am I thinking? And he got such a laugh out of it, he called me back immediately. And he said, Vance, the reason why I didn't answer my phone right when then, I was busy tied up on a project at work. And he said, you can call me. It's okay. But whatever it takes to build a relationship. Now, see, Anthony and I already have a relationship with. Some of these leads that we get from Nikon, we don't. So we're going in it totally dark. But if you can find out why they ordered that particular product, and then let them share their story. 99% of the time, they were a distributor before, or someone sold them something. That's how they got connected. Find out their story. They're not going to call it an elevator speech, but find out what their story is. Build the relationship. Share yours. Ask them. Get their permission. Because that kind of rapport, these people could be customers of yours for life. And it's really, really fun. And I sometimes feel bad, especially when my friend Elaine, when I keep getting orders from this gentleman in Pennsylvania that I've never even met. But he texts me at the oddest times, like 10:30 at night, my time. So what time is that for you, Elaine? Yeah, 1:30 in the morning.
1:30, yeah.
Yeah, 1:30. And he asked me about, the last time he did this, he asked me about the pillow. How much is the pillow? I didn't even respond back until the next morning. And then he asked me another question. Well, you end up ordering both items.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
It's super, super cool. And one of the things I do with him is I have now two of his Visa numbers in my phone. That's the relationship we've built. I've never talked to the guy. And I don't even know how he got my number. Because it's hard to find out. But my point is simply this. We build rapport. We follow up with folks. It's really, really crucial. I want to call on one other person, if you're finished, Elaine.
Yes. Thank you, Sam.
No, thank you. I'm going back to my... Oops. Wrong file. Who was the other person? Larry, are you still with us? He might have had to jump off and head to choir practice. There was one other person that we hadn't heard from in a while. Oh, Norma. Norma, are you still with us? You have to hit star 6. Or no, sorry. Sorry, Norma. Nancy, why do I do that? I've done that too many times. Nancy, Florida.
Nancy?
There we go.
Did you say Nancy?
I did. After I called you Norma. So that
no.
Just, you know.
You've been calling me Norma the whole I can.
I know. And I beg for your forgiveness.
I've been called worse.
Okay. So, Nancy, I'm curious. Looking at lesson number 9, what jumped out at you? How did you apply it?
Well, this week it seemed like everything worked together, and I both Dawn and I are having things done medically, and we've had appointments every day, and all of a sudden things are kind of falling together. I met with, I'm a member of Polka Dot Powerhouse, which if anybody isn't aware of it, it's a women's group, and I met with one of the members because we connect with each other and talk about each other's business, and she's interested in the water, she's getting it, I met with her again today, she wants to get it for her kids, and tomorrow we're meeting with her physical therapist who wants me to come in and demonstrate the products. I've never met this woman. And I have another appointment on Wednesday with, I have a foot issue, that's my problem, with the guy that's doing my inserts. He finally wants to learn about Niken products. And I honestly say that none of these things would happen if I wasn't in the ICANN mode. And
okay.
I just feel that that's really coming together for me. And this is my fourth time through. I'm a slow learner.
I don't know if Jeannie or I want to tell you what number we're up to. You know, what's really cool about what you just shared, Nancy, is that I can feel through the phone line your enthusiasm and your excitement. And I was thinking about this today because usually it's that second, third, fourth, fifth time getting through, and I want to, piggybacking on what Nancy just shared, I want to challenge everybody that at this point we have two lessons left, lessons number 10 and lesson number 11. Number 12 is a review. I want to encourage you and challenge you and motivate you, whatever other key word to throw out at you, to think about, pray about, find somebody to go through this course with you, whether it's a spouse. I'm kicking around the idea of asking our middle daughter. You won't hear her talk if she obliges me and does it. She will never, ever share. She just wouldn't, okay? I have to use a pry bar in the morning to get her to talk. Just simple questions. Would you like some of Bob's Red Mill oatmeal for breakfast this morning? And I just get a look, a blank stare like nobody's home. So that's my ultimate challenge. And there's a couple other people that I've been in contact with the last few weeks. I really want to encourage you to find somebody. If you're re-upping, okay, if you're not, that's fine too. However, we will commence this in what will be 4 weeks from now. We started this, by the way. I was looking at my notes. We started this on July, this journey on July 30th. And as what Nancy just shared, it's been incredible. And everybody else, it's like if I wasn't in this mode, this definitely wouldn't have happened. Okay? Anybody else want to chime in? I've got one other caveat that I want to share regarding that aspect of DNA. It really wasn't tied into lesson number 9. Well, I guess it was regarding commitment. I the last few weeks I've made a commitment to not grab hold of some of that DNA that's in me. That's not good. It's not wholesome. It's not healthy. But anyone else? Lesson 9.
Yeah, this is Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
And I made a commitment to this group, and I've been out at least 6 weeks with
being gone, and so I've missed you all, and I'm re-upping. It's going to be better next time. I think that's always our thing, is we just get to do it just a little bit better next time.
Mm-hmm.
And keep working on it. You know, it's a habit. We're working on a very positive habit here that's going to save us for the rest of our lives and every facet of our lives, I believe.
It doesn't go away. It just
nope.
doesn't.
And when you need it, it pops in your head. No. I mean, that to me is what's learning these things. It just pops in your head, you know. I love Serenity. It's absolutely one of my favorite things. And it doesn't come easy, but it's the most powerful and precious gift that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, this is Laurie in South Carolina.
Go ahead, Laurie.
You know, when you commit to something, then it's like you have a decision whether you're going to go with that and your character is going to build, or whether you're going to shrink back. And this week was quite a week, and because my brain is different now and it doesn't go to that negative Nancy, sorry Nancy, but it doesn't go to the little negative Nancy nut, you know, just the size of a nut. But it goes to the positive, one week at a time, our household has gone from three vehicles to one vehicle. And my husband was in a car accident, but it's fine. And what my daughter says is that we have first world problems. It's first world. If money can fix it, it's a first world problem. And so, and then the issue of I am not shrinking back. I'm going to Toronto. My birth certificate is going to arrive here before I leave. That should have been here 4 weeks ago. But you just have to not shrink back. You have to choose to commit to do it and just keep going. And as you're moving along, some people don't understand you. But at the end of that mantra, I don't know if y'all noticed, but the very end where it says, if I don't understand people, I don't understand business. Well, that's a negative sentence, so I changed it to, I understand people, so I understand business. And, you know, you're really talking the brain and yourself into understanding people, understanding business, making a commitment, speaking things that are not as though they were. You know, in that good book that we read, you know, you just have to continue to choose to be positive, regardless of what you see, what you hear, and what people are saying to you. And it's really amazing. And yes, you have to have mentors. You know, my sister, my aunt, you know, Mike. There's so much, and you, and just the wonderful people around us that keep encouraging us. Nancy was doing that last night on our call, too. So I just think the character is really the most important part. Yes, I have my health and I have my life back, but the character, the work inside, is really the thing that has changed my life the most.
Thank you, Lori. I'll tell you the one thing, and I like the way you were careful about, because you weren't attacking Nancy, but you know you used that negative Nancy thing. For me, and I'm going to be very careful in how I say this, because if my mom's on the phone, then this could get back to, you know, Dad, and I don't want that to happen. But one of the biggest things from two lessons ago that I call it the Denny Rogers DNA. Okay, Denny Rogers being my father, and he learned a lot of this, and he took on a lot of it from his father, who took on it from his father. So it's just in the gene pool. However, if it's not wholesome and if it's not healthy, and if it's negative, I don't have to allow that into my mind, into the forefront of who I am. And the long and short of it, I shared this with somebody, and I don't remember who, I know it was on the phone, but last Tuesday and Wednesday, Addie didn't have school because there was a big conference going on at her school, and they needed the classrooms. So it was, you know, daddy-daughter work day. And fortunately, both those 2 days, we were working in the shop and for my brother and I's sheet metal business, and which is also Grandpa and Grandma's barn. So it worked out great. And we put her to work just doing the here and thing. And when she got bored of work, she'd ride her bike around. You know, it was, everything was great. Well, on the second day, we were moving a 2,500-pound coil of metal. Okay, so 2,500 pounds, that's pretty heavy. That's like weighs more than most cars. And we have to tip it up from the way it's laying down in order to get it mounted onto the spool, in order to feed it into the machine, in order to, you know, on and on. Addie was sitting in my truck reading, and right at the point where she got it tipping up, she comes bouncing over and jumps up on the pallet that we're tipping it onto. I freaked, folks, and I said, I just pointed as fast as I could, and I said, get out of here. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I realized, and I, in my head, I went, oh, that was Denny Rogers' DNA. I remember being told things like that as a kid, and I thought, how do I fix this? How do I repair this in here? Once we got the coil mounted, it wasn't even a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, I just walked away. I didn't even look at my brother. I didn't even look at my nephews. I just walked away. I went and found Annie. She went right back to reading. And I said, hey, kiddo, hey, Goose, Daddy is so incredibly sorry. And those big brown Ethiopian eyes filled with tears. And I said, I need you to understand something. When mommies and daddies yell at their kids, at their children, when they run out into harm's way into a road because the child can't see that there's a car coming or something that's danger, they yell. They have to. I said, what just transpired could have been really, really bad. And I said, even that being the case, I am sorry that I scared you. And I said, I don't want that to happen again. And I took the opportunity to simply make it right. Contradict the DNA that I was raised up with my father and my grandfather, because they didn't seek out those opportunities. And here's the thing, and I shared this with a brand new gentleman that I met on Saturday at a volleyball game, because he was saying things about his dad and his grandfather. And I looked right at him, and I said, hey, Travis, your dad, your grandfather, they did the best they could with what they knew. And he looked right at me, and he went, ooh, that's good. That, and he motioned with his hand. He said, that just went down to the core of my being. I've never thought about it from that perspective, man. I'm going to use that. Wow. And it was just, I was sitting there thinking, my I can attitude allows me to teach people something that'll add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. It's not just about Nikan, but it's about the five pillars. And for me, last Wednesday, the healthy family pillar, it went up. The relationship I have with Addie today is way better than it was last Wednesday. Yes, Rita is asking Janice to speak about the... Oh, yeah, I was going to bring that up. Thank you, Rita. Noon this Saturday has nothing to do with Nikan, and yet has everything to do with Nikan. There, at noon your time, whatever time zone you're in, there are... What's the number count? Again, Janice, is it 23,000
rallies across the United States are going to be praying for our country. It's about a million people.
And what's the focus? Why is it just as a result of what's transpired in the news the last few weeks? Is that what's coming together?
No, I'm part of a group that's been going on for 100 years.
Okay. If you've got Okay, if you've got anything that's short and sweet that I could text the group, I'd like to pass it on, because when you shared that this morning on the Nikan prayer call, it really resonated with me, and I wanted to bring that up, and thank you, Rita, for reminding me. So if you've got anything that's, again, short, sweet text that I can text, because I do not have an email group. Every time I put together an email group for the I Can Attitude group, I have to go through and change it, and then something drops out, or I have to add people. It's so much easier to add to do it with texting. So if you'll text me something, I will.
If you want me to text you something, yes, I'll text you something. Because
yeah, just anything.
It's
and
where
then, go ahead.
It's where I was for 2 weeks, was calling people to join us in this adventure.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very, very exciting.
Okay. All right. Yes, go ahead, Suzanne.
I just have one of the little affirmations that I have in my box that I read through that I think really resonated with this lesson that I just wanted to put out there. The most important words you'll ever hear are in your own voice.
That's really good. I want to say so many things right now, but I'm going to stop because, as they say in Texas, my eyes will start sweating. Very, very crucial. That's why the repetition, as it says at the end of Lesson 10, repetition is the mother of retention, and retention is the network marketing, the new networking gold standard. So incredibly crucial. So incredibly crucial. Calm down, speed up. Lesson 10.
Van?
Yes, go ahead.
Before we sign off, I just wanted to share something, because I went to my 50th high school reunion this weekend in New York. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
If it's not you, then it's somebody else who's forgot to mute themselves back out.
Okay.
So keep going.
Just the I Can attitude was on my shoulder the entire time. I was very nervous going, and when I got there, I realized we're all pretty much alike, you know. And when I got there, I looked around the room, and I was so grateful that I had been partnered with Nikan for my own personal health and that of my husband for the past 17, 18 years, because we look a whole lot better than most anybody. And we like what we're doing. We're happy. And it was easy to talk with people once I realized that, you know, I felt good about myself, and I can have a lot to do with that. So I just wanted to thank you for, you know, keeping it going.
I saw that email earlier today, but it didn't come through, the photo, and I would like to see that. So if you can resend that to me.
Oh, sometimes photos take a little time, but I will resend it.
Okay.
You know, I don't normally like how I look in photos, but, hey, I posted this all over the place. It went on Instagram. It went on Facebook. I sent it to you. I'm pretty proud of how we look. And it's just another testimony to having a group of like-minded people that I felt were with me. You know, my I Can groupies here. I felt like you were all with me when I had this challenge of facing people I haven't seen in a very long time in that class of over 600. So it was a fun time. So thank you all.
No, thank you. And by the way, I think I shared this on Saturday morning. Friday we had a fire call. It was a medical call. And the gal who was not our patient, who met me at the door, I walked right on by her.
Right.
And after she said my name, I recognized the voice. I felt so bad because it's been 7 years since our 25th class reunion. I did not even recognize this person. Is there a politically correct way? I'm going to open this up for any of you females. Is there a politically correct way of saying that it looks like she ate her twin sister or her triplet? I did not even recognize this person, and we have done life together since I was 11 years old. And there's only 42 people in our graduating class. I was shocked by that. It's like, holy smokes. And then you get in the home, and I start to meet the rest of the family members. Wow. Okay, this is a DNA thing. We need to get to the core of this. So, anyways, I'll stop before I get in trouble. And
Grant?
Yes.
The most wonderful way is to think, my God, I didn't recognize you. Did you recognize me? And but it's so good to know you. We have to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the pain that you feel when you see the oversized individual who's maybe affecting your health really severely, is conditioned into you because of life experiences. And
yeah,
because you had a great answer.
And what was so sad about that whole experience, the patient, the 87-year-old grandma, she actually was probably in the best physical shape of the whole group. But the problem the problem was her blood pressure, because of the 5 medications she was on, her blood pressure was 64/42. Which, that's real bad.
You don't look at this reaction of yours. You're feeding into blaming the victim.
Oh, no, I know. Trust me. No, I... Yeah, it was just an interesting takeaway from the whole thing, because I
exactly.
Literally, you should recognize people when you have a small high school class like I did, and I didn't recognize her until I heard her speak my voice, which further accentuates exactly what Suzanne said, you know, our voice is the most powerful thing that we'll ever,
yes.
You know, we'll ever speak, so... Okay, gang.
And you reaching out to her and sharing with her that you are so glad that her spirit, that her being is back in touch with you, will be so wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see because her nephew is on the fire department with me, so it gives me all kinds of opportunities to follow up with him.
Yeah.
So, okay, gang, I need to scoot. Everybody else does as well. And again, that. Thing I really, really want to, I'm kind of pleading with you, is think about, pray about inviting somebody to join you if you're re-upping. And then as well, we will be switching the time slot for sure, because I don't want to compete, because it will be very, very productive for the future of our businesses. To be able to tap into what Dave Rolfe, Julie Tara, Dave Johnson, and Randy Rolfe are doing every week at the same time. So I watched the whole thing and was just loving it. Same thing with Brody's, which I texted everybody. Brody's call on Thursday afternoon. Phenomenal resource to utilize. Phenomenal tool. So... Okay, have a great week, everybody. If there's anything I can do on my end, again, don't hesitate to call, text, email, whatever you need to do. And if we don't chat before then, we will chat next Monday night. Thanks, everybody. Love you guys.
Thank you.